And welcome to the Ted Brewer Show.
This is Ted Brewer. We're having a great time. I'm back from Europe right now. Austin's joining me tonight for a live show. My second hour, I'll be on with Dave Hodges. And so we're excited about that. And we're going to be giving you a full update on what happened in Europe and the police state that Europe has turned into in the second hour with Dave Hodges tonight. I will be his guest on his show at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight. So you're going to get 2 hours of me. I guess that's good if you like to listen to us. It's bad if it's not, but I assume that if it's not good right now that you won't be listening to me here tonight very long anyhow. But let me give you some information that's happened to us when we were in Europe, just a little bit of this. Right now we have basically a suicidal amount of immigrants coming into the borders in Germany and Italy, and the Europeans are basically starting to flee their countries. We've had multiple people say that they wanted to leave Germany right now and come to the United States. And so it's kind of nuts how this is happening in that country, and they're scared of the Muslims. And they're telling me now, they're saying, hey, look, you know, we really screwed up. We didn't have the ability to, you know, we didn't reproduce, is what they're basically saying, is we did not reproduce, and now we don't have enough children to fill the jobs that we need and enough workforce to train who we need, so we're having to bring Muslims and other immigrants into the United States. And this is creating a giant, giant problem for the United States, so or for Europe. Hang on one second, guys. I'm trying to get Austin on. I think Todd.
Yeah, I'm in here, bud.
Oh, hey, Oz.
I just got dialed in.
Okay, I didn't hear it ring. But anyhow, I'm sorry, guys. So that's what's going on with Europe right now. But we're going to go into detail on what happened in Europe, the police state, the guards, the troops, the machine guns, the attack dogs, the RVs, the SUVs, the special assault weapons. Unbelievable what's going on in Italy right now, because they're basically just scared to death of what happened with Operation Gladio with the CIA that has been unclassified and admitted to now by our government back in the 60s and in the 70s, in which we actually did false flag bombings and killed so many people in Italy. It was crazy. And of course, we continue that into Operation Condor in South America. So, guys, it's a mess over there, and the next hour we're going into detail. Austin, what's your first story?
Well, yeah, it's interesting you said that, because we talked about on Friday, too, in Germany, the citizens are clamoring for licenses right now. They've already applied for over 10,000 weapon licenses in just this year alone, just through January through March, to try and get apparently these blank guns and pepper spray guns. They can't carry live ammunition firearms over there, but apparently these blank ammunition guns are the best that they can keep, and the numbers are just going through the roof. They said the sales over there are exploding. They can barely keep the stuff in stock. So, yeah, I mean, there's something significant going on over there, and they're starting to wake up to it, and that's why, like you said before, it's almost a reverse exodus now, where a lot of these citizens of those countries are ready to pack up and move out because they see what's going to happen, and if this continues over the next couple of years with this immigrant influx, this mass influx, that the country's going to be completely run over by 2020, I would probably say. So a lot of them are, I guess, just ready to leave their homeland, which is quite sad, actually.
Well, no, it is. It's really, really sad. And they're saying by 2035 to 2055, depending on how many immigrants they allow to come in now, that Germany will no longer be a Christian nation, that it will basically be a nation which will be under Sharia law and be controlled entirely by the Muslims and the Muslim population. So, you know, this is awful. So if you guys ever want to go to Europe, because it's changed so much, I was talking to one of the major, well, actually a general manager, one of the major hotels there, one of the major cities, and he told me that he wanted to leave and he wanted to get into the United States or anywhere. In fact, he said he was actually had a transfer in to go to Indonesia just to get away from what's going on in Germany, because he's afraid they're going to be a war here pretty quick. So, yeah, that's pretty nuts, isn't it, Austin? So I really don't know what to say about any of that. Also, I think we covered the story last week about how the U.S. is going to give Israel the largest military aid package in history. Now, you know, here's the thing, guys. I talked a little bit about this on Hagman's show in the last hour on Friday night. Here's the thing about Israel. I believe we should pray for Israel. I believe, you know, they're one of our allies. But you got to remember something. The American-Israeli Political Action Committee is basically a foreign corporation that works in the United States lobbying for Israel. Israel was formed through the Balfour Declaration, through Lord Rothschild, if you want to call him Lord. That's what he calls himself. And so that's who did all of the stuff. And there's basically a fiefdom for the Rothschild families and, you know, in fortunes. Now, that doesn't mean God can't use Israel in the latter times or in the end days, because I personally believe that's going to be something that he'll be able to do. But the sad part about this is that we have so many Christians that have completely closed their eyes to the amount of abuses that are happening in Palestine. Even when Jimmy Carter a few years ago said something about it, I think he wrote a book called Palestine of, you know, something of not apartheid. And the sad part about it is he got eviscerated and was called an anti-Semite. You know, Trump says to put American first, and they're saying that makes him basically an anti-Semite. So, I mean, the whole thing about this is just that, you know, we don't need this type of problem in the United States with giving them almost $5 billion in aid for next year. I mean, it's absolutely nuts, because the truth is, you know, we're borrowing the money to give to Israel. I'm going to repeat that so we can, everybody can understand that. The United States is borrowing the money that we're giving to Israel, almost $5 billion. And here's what it says. The White House, this is from the by David Rosenberg. He goes, the White House is reportedly planning to accept Israel's demands. That's because of, through AIPAC, they pretty much run Congress. I mean, that's just the truth. Following pressure by the U.S. Senate to give a new memorandum of understanding laying out U.S. support to Israel for the next decade. Well, the reason they're doing it now, they don't know what Trump's going to do, Austin. And so they want to make sure they get their billions and billions and billions of dollars. Remember this, guys, if you're a Christian, and this is just food for thought. Tel Aviv is the number one homosexual destination in the world. Number one homosexual destination in the world. We know through the research that we've done, through all of the videos that have been done, the in-depth research and books that have been involved with 9/11, the Mossad was involved with 9/11, along with our CIA, rogue elements of our government, the Saudi Arabians. I mean, this whole group that did 9/11, the Mossad is part of that. The Israel that we have in the Middle East right now is not the Israel of the Old Testament. You have to understand that. In the 6th century, the Babylonian Talmud was written, and that Babylonian Talmud pretty much did away with their Torah. Now, they still use the Torah, but I know Jews who go to synagogue every single week that are friends of mine who have told me that they never read the Torah, they only read the Talmud. Now, the Talmud says some really, really bad things about Jesus. It says some really, really bad things about Christians. It's got a bunch of really crazy stuff in there. And now they were telling us that the Tel Aviv is the number one homosexual destination on the planet. I mean, think about this again. Why do we want to rebuild the temple? Why do we want to start the book of Revelation? Why do we want to be involved in that? God's will done God's way doesn't ever have to require an our financial support. He'll do what he needs to do. If it's God, it'll get done. I promise you. I mean, it's the same thing. You know, when one angel can send 10,000 people to flight pretty quick. And see, that's the thing that we need to understand. When they come to your churches and they're telling you to give them money to rebuild the temple, what are they going to start doing? Sacrifices again? Well, Jesus said that we no longer have to have any sacrifices because he was the final sacrifice for us. He says that right in the book of Hebrews. So think about what you're doing and who and what you're promoting and where you're sending your money. And guys, listen to me for a second. Don't be sending money to these TV evangelists that don't really live in your town, who aren't going to be there if you ever need help at the hospital or have to have somebody preach a funeral if you don't go to a local church. Keep the money in a local church. It's a lot better to do it that way. And guys, I've been on a lot of these guys' shows. And, you know, Austin and I are just what we are. My wife's what we are. We actually do what we say we do. We actually live how we say we're going to live. A lot of these guys don't do that. Just thought I'd mention that to you. What's your next story, Oz?
Well, yeah, and the thing is everybody needs to understand about this massive amount of money that we're giving in foreign aid to Israel and a lot of these other countries, if Israel gets this new demand of, I think, almost $5 billion, as I said before, it's going to push us up to upwards of $37 billion, almost $40 billion a year in just financial services that we're providing to other countries that essentially do nothing for us. And there's a lot of stuff that we could do in this country with $40 billion a year, including paying for every single college tuition under the age of 25. So everybody needs to realize that when we're borrowing money from the Federal Reserve to give money to these other countries as foreign aid, it's really not something that's beneficial, and that's why Trump was so adamant in his foreign policy speech about making America first. It's not our responsibility to take care care of the world. It's not our responsibility to police the world, and it's definitely not our responsibility to pay for the rest of the world. So, and yeah, that's my thoughts on that. This other article I just pulled up here, this is interesting because Dad and I were just talking about this with chemtrails earlier. The Portland Public School Board has voted last week now that they will be banning any literature or material that casts doubts on climate change, the Portland Tribune reported. According to the resolution passed May 17th, the school district must remove any textbooks or any other material that suggests climate change is not occurring or that says human beings are not responsible for it. This is crazy. This is the quote. A lot of the text materials are kind of thick with the language of doubt, and obviously the science says otherwise, says Bill Bigelow. He says, we don't want kids in Portland learning material courtesy of the fossil fuel industry. One commenter of the story responded to the news saying, I've never seen a case for homeschooling more clearly put forward. This is further proof that public schools are not interested in education and only political indoctrination. And that's exactly what's going on. The fact that they're banning books only tells you one thing, that one thing only, that they do not want people learning the truth. You don't ban books because it has material that's false in it. You ban books because you don't want people reading the truth in the books. That's what it always comes down to, guys, and that's exactly what's going on here in Portland. And the chemtrail conspiracy is just egregious. I mean, we've gone into detail on it before, and the same thing we were talking about earlier is that we can travel to any square inch of the world right now, anytime you want, except for Antarctica. Nobody thinks about that. We were talking about it earlier. Why can you not travel to Antarctica? People go, well, you die down there. It's too cold. What do you think? The North Pole's warm? What do you think? Alaska's warm? No. Why can't we travel to Antarctica? That I was talking to you earlier about it one night.
Well, you were, Austin. The craziest thing about the whole thing with Antarctica is this. NASA has told us that our planet's not round. It's not a perfect, like, marble in the sky. And they've told us that, which is kind of stupid. They told us that because that's the picture they've always given, especially for the Apollo programs. A lot of people say where they were basically, you know, airbrushed or cut out little silhouettes and put it on the window of the space shuttles or the Apollo spacecraft. What's crazy about all of this, they're telling now the Earth doesn't look like a marble. What does it look like? I mean, nobody's really giving us the true indication. They say it's kind of squished, kind of like a donut. Well, if it's kind of like a donut, that would explain why they let us fly over the top of the planet. But why can't we fly under Antarctica? They've got shoot-down areas down there. If you try to fly in Antarctica, they shoot you down. They're military patrolled. And what the thing about this is Steve Quayle talks about this many times, and I also had another doctor on. I forgot his name. It'll come to me in just a second. When I was doing the Power Hour, and he said he's been to Antarctica. He's been inside of the caves down there. He said one cave had 5,000 tall foot ceilings, a mile high deep, mile high, and that they had phosphorescent bacteria on the ceiling, which gave them ambient light, so the thing was fully lit. He saw old Viking ships and Nazi stuff and all kinds of other, he said, wreckage that was in there inside that cave. But what else is down there? I mean, what else do the controllers not want us to see in Antarctica? When you go down there from South America, you can go to the very tip of Antarctica, right there, that little peninsula, but you can't go any further inland. So I think it's kind of interesting. I'd like to charter a plane and see if they really do. I guess they really would shoot you down. I guess you have to have permission and fly over that thing and take pictures of everything down there, because Admiral Byrd has some crazy stories about the stuff going on down in Antarctica. So the truth is, guys, almost every single thing that we've been told has been obfuscated. And one of the former head of the CIA, I believe it was Casey, said a few years ago, he said, when everything that the American people believe everything they believe is a lie, then we will have succeeded in our propaganda campaign. And this is the thing that we need to understand. The government can't be trusted any longer. Our government was hijacked. Our government was hijacked in 1933 when the United States basically went bankrupt. And that's when Prescott Bush tried to do a hostile coup with Smedley Butler take over the government, and then in 1934, when that coup failed, basically the government was given over to control the Exchange Stability Fund. That's been the shadow government ever since. That's when the Rothschild organization became controllers of the Treasury. So this whole thing's been going on now for 100 years, over 100 years now, with the Federal Reserve Act, and now this Rothschild banking cartel, this group of Satanists is what they are. And you know, people say, well, they're Jewish. Well, they may be Jewish by birth or blood, but some people say they're not even that. But what they are is definitely Satanists. I remember I was watching listening to Alex Jones on Friday, and he had Oh gosh, he had the guy on, he was the one who did the Clinton Chronicles. And it was interesting with him. He said that when he was working for the Clintons back in the 80s and in the 90s, and in the 90s when they were having the bimbo eruptions and basically Hillary was destroying all of these women, he said that every 4 weeks, Austin, to 6 weeks, Hillary would leave and fly to LA to join her witch's coven. And I'm going to repeat this. This is Larry Nichols said this, to join the witches' coven to do the spells and all the things that they do in these witches' covens. And we're going to talk about this tonight in depth on Dave Hodges' show, what these witches do, how they control the attention field of the planet and the hologram, whether the stuff that they do and how to avoid all this mess. In fact, Charisma Magazine had another article this week about what's going on with witches. I read that too, and the lady was a former witch, and she's warning people about the astrology and all the other things that people get involved in. Guys, listen to me. These people, whether you believe in this weirdo stuff they do or not, doesn't make any difference to them. They all believe in this stuff. And they do some crazy stuff, especially with the human sacrifices. But when we've told you repeatedly, and Doc Marquis came in there and said that Hillary Clinton was a fourth degree, a fourth level witch, and that Bill Clinton was underneath her, and he was scared to death of her. And now Larry Nichols comes right out on Alex Jones' show and just calls her out as a full-blown coven witch on Friday. You can listen to the show. So, guys, we don't make this stuff up. What do you think about that, Oz?
Yeah. they're pretty wild out there. I mean, that's the whole Hollywood, that whole LA out there. I mean, there's some decent people that live out there, but there's a whole bastion of people out there I think most people don't even realize how satanic it gets out there at all. They really don't.
Well, yeah, when the former head of the FBI for LA County, Ted Gunderson, back in the 90s, came forward and went on national TV and on the internet, you still see him on YouTube, and said that they had human sacrificial networks in LA County in underground caverns in which they sacrificed human beings and children. You know, I mean, he said this, the head of the LA County FBI. I mean, this is not something he's making up. This guy's got more credentials, and of course he dies of cancer a few years after he starts talking about it, because they don't ever want you to live in and talk about all of this stuff. But the thing about it is, guys, this stuff's real. You know, I've talked about it in detail on this show, on Hagman's show, on Hodges' show. I've talked about it on Coast to Coast. I mean, I've talked about what they do in these different dimensions and how they control the holographic projectors that basically control our reality. So it's going to be an interesting show with Dave Hodges tonight. Plus, he's going to give you some cutting-edge news on some stuff that he saw with Child Protective Services and judges that were involved in abducting children. So you guys are going to be, you're going to have to listen to Dave Hodges' show tonight for the first hour. Here's another article. CNN is now saying, this is crazy. You know, the Communist News Network, or the Constant Negative News, or CNN, whatever you want to call it, you know, at one time, being liberal meant that you wanted to have the right nutrients in the food, that you didn't want to use pesticides, that you wanted to be a natural mother and breastfeed your kid and all that. Now CNN is saying that we shouldn't call breastfeeding natural because it may encourage other natural behaviors in moms. Austin, how do you even respond to something like this? They're saying that breastfeeding was barbaric practice and should be replaced with factory made infant formula. Now, I mean, unbelievable. So they don't want you sewing anymore or cooking anymore, or heaven forbid you actually clean the house or do the laundry. And listen, now I'm going to say something real quick. I cook and I clean, and I do the laundry, and I do the dishes, and we all work together as a team in our house. That's how we've been doing it for the past 32 years, and that's why we've had such a wonderful marriage. If Sharon's busy or she can't do something, I'll do the dishes. If the kids don't get the dishes done, I'll do the dishes, or I'll sweep the kitchen floor. I mean, we all do it together. I'm not going to live in a filthy house. I refuse to do it. But when you tell women not to do natural things like housekeeping, which are natural for men and women, or having babies, or breastfeeding, I mean, Austin, you know, there's a reason they call Similac Similac. It pretty much lacks everything, okay? This is some horrible stuff they want these kids to eat, and these kids get sick, they develop allergies, and then you throw the soy formula into it, and now all of a sudden you turn little boys into little girls because of the estrogen content of the soy. This is what the whole thing's about. And you know what's interesting? Alex Jones had another show, and forgive me for talking about Alex too much, but I had a little bit extra time this week. I watched some videos. I've been gone for almost a month. Alex said something. He did a little 12-minute thing about how these Satanists, basically, he's talking about the same thing I talk about now, which I find pretty interesting that we're all on the same page on this, that they really do look at the earth as an abomination, and they're trying to destroy it. They tell us they're trying to help us with climate, but they spray us with chemtrails. They tell us they're trying to help us with the environment. They spray us with glyphosate. They tell us they're trying to help us with the environment and keep us healthy, but they give us GMOs. See, these Luciferians, these Sabbateans from the 1600s, I talked about this last week, when they decided they were going to start worshiping Lucifer to try to bring God back to the planet, they got everything twisted. They got everything, oh, that was right, wrong, wrong, right. They turned everything that God created upside down. Now they're to the point where they hate God's creation because they're all Luciferians and Satanists. So they just want to destroy everything God has made. They want to basically turn it to rubble. They want to destroy the planet Earth. That's what the chemtrails are all about. Look at Fukushima. I guarantee you, I personally could go over there and I could figure out how to stop that radiation. I could do it personally. I mean, I'm smart enough to figure it out. I'd give me a really... So since we have Apollo spacesuits, which protected our astronauts from all of this gravity, if you believe all of that stuff and all of the radiation and all the stuff they had to deal with, why don't we just suit them up in some of the old Apollo suits that protect you against radiation and have them go into a big 4-inch, 5-inch, or 8-inch concrete hose and just start pumping concrete on top of the reactors? How about that? Why don't we just pump concrete on top of everything until they stop spewing water out? Why don't we do something like that? And it's pumped concrete out to the outside on the coral reefs where it's getting out, find out where the fissures are, but they don't want to do any of that stuff. They don't want to do anything. They're just letting it spew and spew and spew until they finally have destroyed the Pacific Ocean, destroyed the fisheries, destroying the salmon, destroying the whales, destroying the sea life, destroying everything. It's all part of what they want to do. They want to turn Earth and destroy it. That's what they want to do. Because they hate God that much. And here's the problem with these numbnuts that are doing this. Do they not realize this is their planet too? But oh, that's right. The guys that are actually doing this are possessed by these evil entities. And they're the ones that are pulling the strings. And all these dummies that have been fluoridated to basically no brain stems, any more brain waves, they're going along with it. And they don't even realize that, hey, just maybe Fukushima's a problem. Hey, just maybe these airplanes spraying all this crap on us all the time, maybe that's going to be a problem. And hey, behaving pilots, maybe you guys that are spraying this stuff, why don't you figure out, hey, maybe this is a problem. See, once you wrap your head about this and you start looking at how evil these people are, and how they sacrifice children, and they do all these things that you've read about, and yes, they actually do this, these are the people that are coming for you. They're the ones that are coming for the guns, they're the ones that are coming for your rights, they're the ones that are coming for the planet, and they don't care if they destroy the planet, they believe they're going to get their reward when they go to the next life, I guess. But the thing about it, if you read a book, I believe it's either Isaiah 15 or 14, basically all these kings that have done all this stuff are chained up in hell, you can read it yourself. And suddenly, Morningstar, Lucifer, pops in. He's all chained up, and he's in hell with the rest of them. And all these guys are looking at him going, hey, dude, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, you know, what's going on here? I mean, you told us you were going to take care of all this stuff. Now you're down here chained up with us. That's their future. That's what's going to happen to them. They don't believe that, Austin. They believe that their God is the good God. Well, let me ask you a question, since you really believe this weird stuff. Why would he destroy your own planet if he's the good guy? Why would he ask you to sacrifice children and do all the horrible things you do if he's the good guy? Are you guys thinking through this? Think through it. Unless you've been so possessed by these demons and these evil entities that you can't think anymore. And personally, I believe that these people who give themselves over to these entities, who open portals into their minds and into their whole souls and into their bodies, that's what these entities are looking for. And I've done entire shows on this on Doug's program talking about how they do this and how they inhabit your body. So you guys can go listen back to the archives. What do you think about all that, Oz?
Well, one thing that's interesting is I was thinking about the other day is I found it ironic how we're seeing what's happening with the Pacific and the die-off with all the fish, as you were stating, with the radiation. And now, just all of a sudden, we come out with a GMO aqua bounty salmon that's going to be farm-raised. It seems to me like this stuff was already in production. They already knew what was going on with this. They were already planning this, and that more and more and more of these GMO species are going to be brought about now. This isn't going to be the first, or this won't be the last GMO animal that's brought to light anymore. I think this is going to start happening more and more rapidly, especially after we see what's happening in the Pacific with everything dying. And back to the breastfeeding, my opinion, that entire article is simply a just complete and total psyop. What they're doing is it's psychological warfare. And if I didn't know what I know now, I'm not saying I would even believe CNN what they say, but I would not understand it quite so well. Back when Lana first got pregnant, we started doing a significant amount of research on everything relating to pregnancy, including breastfeeding. And the reason why, in my opinion, CNN would put a piece out this is it's multifaceted, and primarily there's two reasons. One is what you were saying before. They want to promote the soy-based, synthetic, garbage formula that a lot of people put their children on. One, to decrease the immune support that the child has, to decrease the way they can handle any type of outside exposure. Also, two, to increase the task on the healthcare system, because then you're going to put more and more children in the hospital with pediatricians and everything else because their immune system is so wrecked from this garbage formula that they feed them all the time. And then the other aspect of it is they want to get rid of and completely eliminate the natural, holistic family, the 1900 Norman Rockwell picture, so to speak. They do not want people breastfeeding their kids. That's too natural. That's too much parental control. You have too much control over your child. You're actually feeding them the food that they need to be fed. You're taking in the vitamins, the nutrients, and you're in turn giving them back to your children. It completes the entire parental system of the parents working together and the child relying off the parents. They don't want that. They want to be, they can control the food. They can control what the children watch. They control what they see on TV. They control what they learn at school. Now we see in Portland with them banning textbooks about any type of, climate change. So that's the whole point of why CNN's doing this. That's why they're trying to demonize breastfeeding, when breastfeeding is so natural. I mean, we went to a gender reveal party on Friday, and if nobody knows what that is, don't feel bad. I didn't find out what it was until last year. The thing to do now is whenever your wife gets pregnant, you end up having a party, and you find out what the gender is. Your parents know, or somebody knows, and they end up, letting it out there where all your friends are there. Kind of corny, but it is what it is. But anyways, Lana was there. She was breastfeeding. Another friend was there, my buddy Steven. His wife was breastfeeding. There was one other girl that was friends with Kim, the girl that's pregnant now, and she was breastfeeding there. All three of them were breastfeeding at the party, discreetly, I might add. There was nothing weird. They weren't trying to be obscene about it, but they were all breastfeeding, and I just kind of saw them, and I started laughing because they're all so light-minded in the fact that nobody was pulling out a bottle, nobody was pulling out formula. And granted, if you have an issue with breastfeeding as far as your milk dries up or you don't have that access for your body to do it, something happens, then you always have the backup organic whole goat's milk formula that we have in the Train Up Your Children the Way They Should Eat book. That's an incredibly good book. It goes through detailed formula on how to use that if you can't breastfeed. But so there's an extra option there if breastfeeding is not an actual viable option. But this whole breastfeeding's unnatural, breastfeeding's bad, it's going to lead to other unnatural things like eating healthy. No, that's psychological warfare at its best via CNN. That's completely and totally, that's all it is.
Well, it is. And, by the way, you're right. But I want to change the topic for just a second. What's going on in Venezuela is unbelievable. They're eating their dogs. They're killing pigeons. They're eating their cats. Pets are no longer safe in the street. They're being just eaten. And, it's like China. China has a dog auction every year, and they basically steal everybody's dogs. And they, not everybody's dogs, they keep them locked up if they can. And they actually auction off dogs. And I mean, I've seen pictures of it. It's a gruesome thing. And because that's a big delicacy of their dog, apparently. And so it's kind of nuts to me that now we're eating dogs in Venezuela. But you've got to look at what's happened in Venezuela, because I need to talk to you guys about this for a second. Because Larry Nichol also said on Alex Jones' show, and I know a lot of you guys probably don't put a lot of credence in what Larry says, and he claims to have a bunch of stuff on the Clintons that he's never released, that he's going to release as soon as this thing starts, as far as, when she gets the nomination. Because he did say something that was very good, though. He said that 70% of their budget for advertising is not going to be to try to make people like Hillary Clinton, because they know they can't, because pretty much everybody hates Hillary. Because they know what an unbelievable witch she is. And I don't mean that from I'm not being facetious. She's a witch. And, what's interesting, he said they're going to use 70% of the advertising to try to destroy Donald Trump to make everybody hate Trump. And she's trying to put $2 billion into a war chest just to saturate the airwaves until up to the election time to try to change opinion, because she's already starting to lose in the polls. Because quite frankly, Bernie Sanders has kicked her butt like the last 12 out of 14 primaries, and they're still giving it to her. I mean, it's like having a horse lose the last 12 out of 14 races, but you're going to say he's going to win the Kentucky Derby. Are you joking? So it's pretty interesting. But what happens, I want to kind of go through a list of stuff that's happened in Venezuela and go over this with you guys real quick. The most important thing you've got to do is you've got to have some food stored up, some long-term emergency food storage buckets. We have those available at healthmasters.com without hydrogenated oils and without pork. I'm going to repeat this, with no soy, no hydrogenated oils, and no pork. Almost every single manufacturer has hydrogenated oils, soy, and pork. They use soy exclusively in some formulas because they're trying to get the protein content up. Well, quite frankly, you know, I don't want my estrogen going up if I'm having to eat this junk. And, you know, I mean, if I'm going to act like a guy, I got to make sure I keep my testosterone levels up. I don't want to walk and start talking like a girl with a bunch of estrogen in my food. So you got to get some high-quality food. Get some of our food buckets. Build a food pantry. These guys have run out almost immediately. Get some gardening supplies. Learn how to get some powdered milk. We got some of the best powdered milk available that you can get. It's amazing stuff that you can get it in buckets. Do we still have the powdered milk off, or have we already sold out of that?
We sold out right now. I can get some more on order if people are definitely interested.
But yeah, and the reason I say the milk primarily is because of the protein content. Public utilities. You've got to get yourself a little generator, get some fuel stored up. You got to have something. Get you one of those little distillers if you don't have one that runs on solar. I mean, we need to start carrying those, Austin, so we get a good quality brand. I mean, remember that the toilets aren't going to flush, so you can have some water stored. I did this article the other day, Austin, and it was so stupid. I think I did it on the show with you on Thursday that said Colorado has now changed the law that you can start storing up to 110 gallons of rainwater.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a couple of gallons to flush a toilet. So you get 50 flushes? Are you joking me? Where are you going to flush your toilet? How are you going to flush the toilet? And if the sewage is hooked to the city, they got to pump that stuff. It's going to stop working anyhow. Okay, so hope you got our septic tank. Make sure you got the right medicine and medicine care. And this is the time. This is the time right now before this happens. Nichols thinks they're going to collapse the economy before the end of the year. So basically, Obama can declare martial law if Hillary doesn't win. I mean, that's not a bad plan for their end, because they certainly don't want Trump in the White House. And I really hope and I pray that Trump is who he says he is, Austin, because, I mean, I don't know the guy. I've got a bunch of people who know him that I know, and they say he's for real. But the thing about it is, guys, you know, we're all putting our eggs in one basket. You know, we got one shot at this left. We have any more? 8 more years of Hillary Clinton will give us, let's see, when George Bush took over the White House, when Ronald Reagan got shot back in 1981, so that'd be 36. We'll have 44 years of this mess, not including the coup that was done to the country when Kennedy was shot back in the 60s. I mean, that's why the country has gone to hell in a handbasket, because these Clintons and Bushes and Barack Obamas have been running the doggone thing for so long. Here's another good article that was done by Michael Schneider, and this just came out last week, and he said the 11 signs that the economy is starting to deteriorate. He says total business sales have been declining for nearly 2 years. The inventory to sales ratio is now back to where it was in the depth of the recession. What that means is that people are decreasing inventory because they can't sell the product. And that means the manufacturers who are making the product to be resold have had massive reductions in orders from their factories. Corporate earnings have now declined for 4 consecutive quarters. And Snyder says this never happens outside of a recession. Profits for companies listed on the S&P were down 7.1%. April commercial bankruptcies are up 32%. U.S. rail traffic was 11% lower last month, the same month in 2015. The U.S. economy lost an astounding 191,000 mining jobs since September of 2014. That, by the way, is almost all coal mines, because Obama has closed almost 200 coal plants now. And I'm talking some of the coal plants, they weren't even putting any pollution out because of the wet scrubbers they were using. 35% more job cuts during April than they did in March. So far this year, job announcements are running 24% above what they were in 2015. The U.S. GDP grew at 0.5%. I don't believe that. I think that one's a lie, Austin. I don't believe that these are government numbers. You have to go to shadow statistics. I don't believe that we're growing at all. And so Barack Obama is poised to become the first president in history to never have a single year during his time in office where the economy grew more than 3%. See, what they try to do with the Federal Reserve Bank is they try to inflate the currency 5 to 7% per year to allow for growth. And the problem with that is it increases the debt because they have to increase the money supply to do that. The problem is with that, they never print the interest, so the debt can never be paid back. We've talked about that in the nauseum. And so this whole thing's a Ponzi scheme, Austin, that cannot be fixed. We have to get rid of the Federal Reserve. We've got to nationalize their assets, and we've basically got to take these guys to task for what they've done and just get rid of these guys, just deport them or put them in jail or whatever they're going to do to them. But these guys are bad news, and we've got to get rid of these Satan people that are running the White House and running the government, and these pedophiles that are involved with all of this, who are also involved in the satanic groups. This is why Barack Obama has done all the Fast and the Furious and all the things that he should have been impeached for. He never was impeached because too many people in Congress are involved in these weirdo activities, Austin, and that's why they know if they try to impeach him, they're going to drag out all their past, and they're going to ruin their careers. You know, when Wayne Allen Root was on the show a couple months ago, he said that. He said, they give you a choice. We're going to destroy your career because we've got pictures of you with this little boy or this little girl or this hooker or taking these drugs, and you could be a senator and draw your pension the rest of your life. Every once in a while, we'll tell you to vote a certain way, have a great life, one of the top people in the country, or you can be ruined. You choose which one you want. And they choose to basically be capitulate and do the things that are wrong. So it's kind of sad. What do you think about that, Oz?
It is. It's really sad what our government's turned into now. And like you said, that's one of the primary reasons why none of them are willing to stand up for what's right and impeach Obama. Or a lot of times you see these votes, like you just said, that are completely off the wall, where you know that that was not the way that they were going to be voting, but they do it anyways. Here's an article right here from New York. This has happened Friday. This is sad now. This is how far we've become as far as a society and what we're stealing as far as these iPhones. Now, I watched somebody sent me a video the other day on YouTube. It was really funny. It was called a electric iPhone prank. And this was funny. What the guy did was he took an iPhone and they basically used one of the hand like stun batons, the ones like you shock somebody with, and they built the phone on top of it, so the outside had basically the prods for the iPhone, the stun baton hand gun, but put this just on the round side. It's hard to explain, but basically the phone shocked the heck out of you whenever they pushed the button. And so what he was doing is he would go to like a park bench, he would go sit somewhere, and then he'd act like he'd fall asleep, and his phone would be sitting on the bench beside him. And I was flabbergasted on how many people tried to steal his phone. And so what happened is he'd be kind of leaned up against something, sleeping, his phone sitting right beside him, like almost touching his butt. And these people would walk up to him, they'd kind of look around for a second, they'd pick up his phone, and they'd walk off with it real fast. And he'd hit the button, and it would just shock the yak out of him. The phone flies up in the air, they freak out, they take off running, phone lands on the ground, he goes and picks it back up, and he does it all over this place. I mean, I bet he got probably 10 or 15 people to try and steal his phone. And like I said, he wasn't baiting them at all. I mean, he was sitting there with his phone right beside him. Well, that leads me to the story here now. A man in Queens, New York, was brutally stabbed on the subway at 11:30 a.m. on Friday. He said, "Nobody helped me." 33-year-old victim Efrain Guman said in the hospital bed. He goes, "I asked for help, but they all ran because they were scared." He was riding the train around 11:30 a.m. on Friday when the incident happened. As the train approached the Pacific Street Station, a suspect who the cops described as an 18-year-old with a neck tattoo demanded his iPhone. He said, "It happened so fast, I didn't realize what he was trying to do." The guy said, "Give me your phone and I'll stab you." The suspect stabbed him in the gut, took his phone, and then ran off the train. And it took 30 minutes for emergencies to come. He goes, "I couldn't think of anything. I just felt the pain, but nobody would help him. Nobody tried to track the guy down. Nobody chased him. Nobody did anything. Everybody basically watched him get stabbed and then went back to their little idiot iPhone lives, back to what they were doing while he was bleeding out." And it's quite sad because I've seen that personally, not somebody get stabbed in New York, but I've seen the level of disregard for human life or any type of support in New York. So I thought that was interesting. But how sad is it now that we're gutting people over iPhones? And guys, this is on a full belly. This is when people still get food stamps. This is when EBT systems are still running flawlessly. We're gutting people for iPhones. So just be aware of what's going to start happening when we start seeing a lot of this stuff decay around us, that iPhones are going to be the last of your worries at that point, what people are going to be willing to do to steal stuff from you.
You're right. I remember a couple of years ago, Austin, in fact, probably about a year ago, actually, I watched you do it twice here in our little town. We drove by the park one day, and there were a group of kids that jumped this one kid, you know, like 17-year-old kids, and they were beating the crap out of this one kid. And I remember you're all beefed up. You're 220 pounds, 6 foot tall bodybuilder. And I remember you jumped out of the truck and ran over there, and they saw one look at you, and all the guys beating this other kid scattered. But see, nobody else was there. I didn't see anybody else come help.
No.
You know? And then I remember another time we were driving back from the office in a bus stop, and some guy was like assaulting this woman at a bus station. I'll never forget that, you know, waiting for the bus. And I remember you jumped out again, and the guy took one look at you, and he took off down the road and left the women alone. See, this is what we have to do as alpha males. We have to make sure that we understand that we have certain responsibilities as citizens of the United States. We can't allow felonies to take place around us. Now, I could say this. If you were in Polk County, and somebody was on a train in our area, and somebody tried to pull a knife on you to steal your iPhone, you'd probably have 14 people on the train pull a doggone concealed weapon on you. That's why this kind of stuff doesn't really happen. This violent crime like this, as far as knives and stuff, because people know you start pulling knives, you start pulling guns here in Central Florida where we live, you're going to get a whole bunch of them right back in your face, and they're going to be discharged. And see, that's what people need to understand. I mean, remember a couple months ago, we had a black guy broke into this white couple's house, this old couple. They're like, you know, in their 70s, and you know, 6:30 in the morning. I guess he thought they were still asleep, and they immediately opened fire on him and killed him. And Grady Judge said, our sheriff in our city, this is Shoot Him Again Grady, he said, he goes, you don't break into people's houses in Polk County. He says, you're going to get shot. He goes, you don't do stuff like that here. He goes, we know that we can't, people know that when they call 911, we can't get there, and that they need to protect themselves here, and we encourage them to do so. See, this is the kind of mentality your sheriff needs to have where you live. And see, guys, listen to me for a second. I'm not I guess I am bragging on Grady, because I really like that guy. He goes to church, and he's a really good guy. He has a big Bible on his desk in his office. But the thing about it is, guys, listen to me. Where did all the alpha males go? I mean, why do we let women get beat up? And guys, I mean, why is all this stuff happening all the time, and nobody ever helps anybody or tries to protect anybody? This isn't the America that I was raised in, excuse me, and it's not the America that I want. I want my country back. The heck with these people that have done all this to us, these weirdo, Luciferian, Satanist, demon-possessed, weirdo, witches, garbage. The heck with all of them. You know, let's take our country back, and let's believe that Donald Trump's going to be able to do it. I mean, look what's going on right down in Venezuela. Maduro, now the guy who's in charge down there, he's fixing to unleash a full police state in Venezuela. He's already called the national military out to try to calm people down, because they're killing dogs and pets and everything else. They're rioting for food. This is Venezuela. It was doing very, very well under Chavez, with all the oil prices were up and they were pumping all the oil. And then we decided to kill Chavez, or our CIA did, as far as I'm concerned. I'm sure there's a bunch of other people believe the same thing. And now all of a sudden Venezuela's turned into another one of those South American hell holes. And it's sad to me, Austin. It really, really is. And now in Brazil, like we talked about last week, they've installed a Rothschild banker from Goldman Sachs. Are you kidding me? To run the country. I mean, this whole thing is nuts. And nobody wants to open their eyes and see the interconnecting spider web of all these different people with the Federal Reserve Banks. Boy, I tell you, it's awful, Austin. What do you think about all that?
It is. It's all connected now, and we see that. And that's remember you told me a long time ago, or not that long, a couple years ago, when Chavez demanded that he basically took physical possession of all of his gold back. I mean, we were talking about it, because we were going to talk about it on the news thing, I think we were going to bring up, and you said he's not going to get his gold back. He'll never get all of his gold
back.
Never
he'll get
some
of
it, but he'll never get all of it.
and I said, and they're going to kill him. And he was dead. He had another one of those fast-acting cancers, and he was dead. I mean, the same thing Gunderson got, fast-acting cancer, and he's dead. You know, Wernher von Braun died, and it's like he's 65 years old. You start going against these guys. See, if they give you a huge platform, okay? If they give you a huge platform and they know that people listen to you, like Paul Walker, you know, from Fast and the Furious, and these other guys like Prince, and Prince starts getting on national TV shows, starts talking about chemtrails and about the government and the all-seeing eye and all the stuff that's going on. They can't allow them to do that, because they built them up too big. And they have too big of a reach vocally to start talking about stuff that's true, because they break the attention field of the holographic matrix that we're in, and people start to wake up, and the hologram gets changed. See, we produced our own physical reality by the thoughts and by what we believe and what we accept. All of these things are controlled, you know, through the dark matter. I mean, we could do a whole show on that. And see, what's crazy about this is if you understand that, if we all got together and prayed together as Christians, that's the biggest problem I have with Christianity, Austin, is that Christians don't know who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus and the authority that we've been given as a believer and what prayer really does. They believe that we're some kind of second-class citizen or something, and that we've got to get behind or fall down and quiver. We don't have to do that. We have the authority from God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, for the entire universe, to control this holographic reality that we've been placed in for this short amount of time that we're here. But nobody wants to take authority over it. And we let all of these people that we put into power take control. And I mentioned it's like this. We vote these politicians in. They basically do whatever they want to do, including their pedophilia and their mess they do. They give the power over to the CIA and to the black ops. The black ops, they give it all over to the black magicians. The black magicians then turn right back around and they give it all over to the AI, the artificial intelligence they're trying to hook us all up into. And this is how it works. This is how the entire planet is being run. And all we have to do is wake up and say, you know what? How about Ganook? How about no? How about I'm not going to do this anymore? How about you're not going to pick on this lady at the bus station? And how about you're not going to beat this kid up out here in this field? How about that? How about we're not going to let that happen today? How about that? And it changes everything. This entire planet could change if we just woke up and realized who we are as Christians and the authority we've been given from God's dimension. Austin, what do you think?
Yes, it is very true. And other news as far as health news, I wanted to touch base on this today too. A chemical preservative in baby wipes has been found now to cause eczema-like rashes. And that's why we usually use the baby Gannix wet wipes as far as for diaper changes, what we've used with Hunter, and we haven't had any issues with them at all yet. But apparently there's a chemical that's pretty popular called methylisothiazolone. It's MI is what this stands as, what they call it. And baby wipes is causing a horrific rash due to an allergic reaction. It's exclusively used to extend shelf life and has no other purpose. Experts have been raising the alarm on the MI reactions, which have been reaching epidemic levels since 2005. It's also in beauty and personal care products, not just in wet wipes. But this is why it's so important, guys, to make sure you understand that you do everything you can to prevent exposing your children to known toxins, especially when it's stuff that's this easy to prevent. And I know a lot of the baby Gannix wet wipes, they're not extremely cheap. They're not, but they're not ridiculously expensive either. And when you start seeing stuff like this and start hearing about how, you know, this stuff is basically a full-blown toxin, someone's a neurotoxin, and it causes all these issues with allergic reactions, we've had no issues with anything as far as allergic reactions. And it's just something to think about, guys, especially if you have kids, that just a few little things here, a couple dollars here, more, a couple dollars here, can really preserve the health and prevent the exposure. Because you got to remember, guys, as they get older, they're going to get exposed to all this garbage throughout their life with everything now from the chemtrails and everything else. Why start early? Do everything you can now while you can still control the element environment around them as much as possible, at least before they go to school, if you decide to put them in school. And do the best you can this way, and don't just knowingly put carcinogenic toxic compounds on their body, especially in their genitalia area like that, with wet wipes. So I thought I would bring that up and make sure you guys are looking out for that if you have kids. It's called MI, and you can look it up there. It's usually listed on it as one of the inactive ingredients.
And the other thing, too, if you don't have the money to buy those types of things, you can get some cloth diapers, you can cut them up into wipes, and you can rewash them. You can rinse them out, because it's kind of a nasty way. It's nasty to do it that way, but you can. We did it like that for thousands of years, okay?
Yeah.
And you can just rewash them and clean them and put them back in, make sure you don't use a bunch of harsh chemicals on them, and wash them, and then you can use them over and over again. I mean, even damp water will take care of that. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you can do. You don't have to use a whole box of these organic things every time you clean a diaper. I mean, there's all kinds. I remember some of my kids when they were younger, when they were 2 and 3 years old, if they have a big blowout, I'd just take them outside and hose them down. I'd pull the diaper off of them, and the parents would say, can you change that diaper? I'm like, I'll change it all right, but I'm going to hose them down first. And I just clean them with a water hose. And I'm not talking high pressure. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to get real soft pressure. Just rinse them off real good, and then that's it. And then you dry them off, and you put a new diaper on them. And so you don't have to use all of this stuff all of the time. if you don't have the money to do it, but you can find natural alternatives that are a lot cheaper. But quite frankly, by the time you wash diapers and dry diapers and hassle with diapers, it's about the same price by, you know, by the time you're burning propane or we're burning electricity, you know, we get, you know, with
electric time.
Stuff and your time to do all
yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Austin.
Well, one other thing too, I wanted to touch on. There's a product that we started carrying a while back ago. We found that it was really awesome. It's almost completely organic. It's called Tilvi All-in-One Balm. It's really good for diaper rash. It's really good for pretty much any type of rash, bug bites, red bumps, anything that they may get when they're, you know, a baby that changes. It's been a very popular product. So we started carrying it on the website. It's like $16 a jar. And I mean, the stuff lasts forever. I mean, the one that we started using on Hunter 5 weeks ago, we're still on the same jar, and we still have a ton left. It's called Tilvi, and it's a really, really good product. So if you guys, I know a couple of people have asked us about it, as far as a really good, just natural, whole balm that they can put on anything, including the diaper area, that's a really good product for that. So I want to let you guys know that we do have that in stock now for anybody that's looking for something natural in that area.
Well, and things, look at it this way, guys. If you've got kids, and of course you already know this if you're a parent, if you've already raised children, you know, a healthy child is easy to take care of. I mean, he is. A healthy baby, he cries when he's wet, he cries when he's hungry, that's it. But he's got diaper rash, he doesn't stop crying. He's crying all the time. And, you know, and just, it's just miserable trying to go to sleep, whatever. So it's easier to prevent these things than it is to try to deal with them after they get them. Especially if the diaper rash gets infected and all these other crazy things that some people let have happen. Don't do all that. I mean, you know, the truth of the matter is some people shouldn't have kids because they won't take care of them properly. But a lot of you guys who listen to this show particularly, you guys are like upwardly mobile. I mean, you've got the ability to buy all these good things for these kids and do what you need to do and take care of the kids or your grandbabies. And so that's just something I wanted to mention. Also, guys, thank you for supporting us at Health Masters. We have the highest quality supplements that you can get in the world. They're made by an FDA pharmaceutical laboratory. We bring all of our, source all of our products in. They're all tested for heavy metals. I mean, we're going to put a little video together that's going to show you our manufacturing facilities that we use. And I tell you what, guys, you know, we have the best stuff in the world, or I'd make it better because I take it, my kids take it. We have the best multiples. We got the blood sugar, we got the Doug Hagman blood sugar protocol. Help you how to have healthy blood sugar for, you know, this primarily for adult onset diabetics or people who have elevated blood sugar. We've also got a great program for healthy joints. This is Dave Hodges joint replacement program, the Dave Hodges joint rebuilding formula. And that's great. And we've also got the healthy immune system program. And guys, listen to me please for a second. When I was in Europe, the chemtrails there were as bad as they are here. I mean, they're all over the place. I'm talking everywhere. They were in Switzerland. They were in Austria. They were in Italy. They were in Germany. They were everywhere. I mean, they were just hammering us like they do here. So many people are sick. So many people got the chemtrail flu or coughing or hacking. Guys, get on our healthy immune system protocol. It's on the front page of the website. And thank you. I want to thank you in advance for supporting us and getting your supplements from us. Because we realized that you could go to, you know, Walmart and buy the Chinese stuff that's not very good, but, you know, you could buy it. But thank you for calling us up or going online at healthmasters.com and doing that. I mean, we have to pay the bills here to do the show, and we've got to run the overhead of the office. And guys, thank you. And so many times people don't appreciate it. Thank you for supporting us. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys, and thank you for it. What's your next story, Oz?
Oh, well, I don't really have one right now, to be honest with you.
I've got a bunch wrapped up
for the night.
That's true. We only got a couple of minutes left. Here's another one. Uber and Lyft, these are these alternative taxi industries that we have all over the world now, which are worth a lot of money now. These are huge companies now. And what I wanted to say was this. I tried to use Uber in Germany after I got hammered with a doggone taxi ride last week. Actually, it was on Tuesday of this week, last week. I basically got nailed for a 20-minute taxi ride. It was $100, Austin. I could not believe it. And I was to the airport in Stuttgart, and, you know, I did not realize how expensive it was. But then I tried to put the Uber app on my phone, and I was told that Uber does not work in Germany because basically the government has said they're illegal. And Uber does not work in Spain because the government says that they're illegal. They're not going to let them be there because they're not paying the proper taxes or whatever. The sad part about all of this stuff is that, you know, some of these smaller towns or smaller cities have great taxi rates, but some of the big cities, especially in Europe and like in Manhattan and in London, London's ridiculous. You get totally ripped off. And just, I mean, it's a ripoff. You get a meter drop. It's like $8-$10 for the meter drop and you haven't even driven out of the parking lot yet. See, so I think that Uber is something that people need to be using as much as possible. Just make sure you know the driver if you possibly can and schedule stuff in advance. And a lot of times the hotels will have these folks available and they've used them before and they know that they're legitimate. Here's one more thing I want to share with you guys. This is really important. Police are now creating fake accounts on Facebook so they can monitor you and how to, and basically this article goes into how to identify a fake account. Guys, listen to me. If you think that your Facebook isn't being read by everybody, okay? I mean, don't put stuff in there like you're going on vacation and the house is going to be empty for 2 months, okay? Don't say stuff like that, you know? And don't put down that you got a brand new big screen TV on your Facebook account so somebody can come over and take it in the middle of the day. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago, right down the street from us, Austin, somebody broke into a house, stole a big screen TV and jumped back over a fence and took off into another subdivision with it. Okay, don't tell people your life on Facebook. If you want to just stay in touch with your family or your friends and, you know, with kid pictures and that kind of stuff, that's great. But don't be posting all your personal information on Facebook. It's just a giant data thing that was put together by the CIA and the FBI to spy on. That's all it is. What do you think, Oz?
That's exactly what it is. I've talked about it numerous times. And like you said, I mean, if you were doing, you know, the private messages to friends or family that are out of the country or they live apart, you know, it's one thing. But yeah, be very, very careful if you guys do use Facebook, which I don't. I know Dad doesn't have one either. We have one for our Health Masters one, which you can like us at Facebook, Team Health Masters. But other than that, you know, don't be putting stuff on news feeds and all this other nonsense that people, quite frankly, most people don't even care. Nobody wants to see it anyways. It's all about making yourself feel good. And that's just simple talk. I'm not trying to be mean or bash anybody right now. That's what 90% of this stuff is. It's about you trying to brag and show everybody what's going on. So don't brag about your new TV. If you got a friend that wants to come over and watch a ball game, invite them over and show it to them, but don't post a photo of it on Facebook and let everybody know in town that you have a giant TV to come steal. Just not smart.
And don't post your personal addresses and all that kind of stuff on there.
Yeah.
And just use some sense on it, because I mean, a lot of people on Facebook aren't who they say they are. A lot of people on the internet are not who they say they are.
No.
Right. In fact, I just sent an article out this morning that was talking about how so many people now are having their bank accounts ripped off and money wired out of their accounts by imposters. And I mean, it's happening all over the world to the tune of billions of dollars on a regular basis. Keep your stuff protected. Keep your money protected. I won't even do online banking. I refuse to do it. I won't do it. I just soon go down to the bank. It's, you know, right downtown where we live, and it's easy to get to. And I've told them before. If anybody calls up and says they're me, they're not. I don't do that. So just don't believe them. And make sure they come in and give you full identification and IDs. Guys, thank you. Stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to a lot more detail what's going on with Larry Nichols. You got to listen to the story that Dave Hodges is going to tell us tonight about this child trafficking. He told me the story last night, and it blew my mind. I could not believe that he was involved with it that deeply in undercovering this stuff that was going on. So stay tuned for the next hour. We appreciate you. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. We hope you enjoyed the show. And guys, we're not going to turn it into an infomercial. Never be concerned about that. Half the time we forget to give out our website. We have a free newsletter you can get, though. Go sign up for the newsletter. We appreciate you guys. God bless you. We'll talk to you on Monday. Or I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Yeah, Dad, that'll be on in a few minutes. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. You guys have a blessed night.